to encourage you guys to get out your Bibles, and we're going to be in Genesis chapter 20 and 21.
Čiže chcem vás, no, I have Slovak one. Chcem vás pozbudiť, aby ste si otvorili svoje Biblie. Dneska budeme čítať 1. Mojžišovu 20:21.
We're going to go through kind of a big chunk of story today.
Dneska preberieme pomerne dosť veľkú časť príbehu.
And basically what we're going to look at is I've titled the teaching Old Sin New Grace.
A vlastne to, o čom budeme hovoriť, je ja som to nazval starý hriech, nová milosť.
Because we're going to see in this section of Abraham's life that he's struggling with some old sins.
Lebo v tomto odseku uvidíme, že Abraham má stále problém so svojimi niektorými predošlými hriechmi.
But that God's grace is new for him each time.
A že vždycky je Božia milosť pre neho nová.
And it's this great the story that God doesn't just bless perfect people, but he blesses sinners, blesses people who are just totally in need of him.
Ale skvelé na tom je, že Boh požehnáva práve hriešnikov, nielen perfektných ľudí, a práve my sme hriešnici, tí, ktorí ho potrebujeme.
You know, like Eric and Tommy.
Tak ako aj Eric by nám vedel povedať.
You're
just good. Just doing a little Aedo action here, right?
Našli ste sa obidva spolu.
All right. And, you know, it's interesting, the Bible, especially the New Testament, sets up Abraham as our model as Christians, like the guy we should follow.
Ak sa pozrieme na New Testament. Na Nový Testament, tak ten hovorí, že Abraham by mal byť pre nás modelom, ktorý máme nasledovať.
But we see in these two chapters that he's this guy who's full of fear.
Ale v týchto dvoch kapitolách vidíme, že tento chlapík je plný strachu.
He's faithless.
Je bez viery.
And he's got faults all over the place.
A kade chodí, tam robí chyby alebo problémy.
But these verses in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
Ale v Efežanoch kapitola 2 a 10
remind us that it's by grace that we've been saved.
Tak ti nám hovoria, že je to práve vďaka milosti, vďaka ktorej sme spasení. A je to cez vieru.
And it's not of ourselves, but it's a gift.
A nie je to z nás, ale je to dar.
And it's not by works so that anyone can boast.
A nie je to cez prácu, ktorú robíme, cez naše skutky, ktorými by sme sa mohli chváliť.
And we know that as we've already studied in the life of Abraham for the last few weeks.
A vieme, že keď sme študovali Abrahama v minulých týždňoch.
That these verses apply to Abraham as well.
Tak tieto isté verše môžeme aplikovať aj na Abrahama.
That his righteousness rested on his simple belief in God.
Že jeho spravodlivosť mu bola započítaná práve preto, že jednoducho veril v Boha.
His faith.
To bola jeho viera.
And everything else was a gift to him.
A že všetko ostatné bol vlastne dar, ktorý mu bol darovaný.
He could never look back and say, I did this.
Nikdy sa nemohol obzrieť späť a povedať, toto je to, čo som dokázal ja.
And it's a gift.
Je to dar.
Before we get in the text, basically what we're going to talk about is tonight is the there's an event here, and it's the event of when Isaac was born.
Čiže predtým, ako budeme rozprávať v tých kapitolách, tak chcem spomenúť, že sa narodil predtým v kapitole Izák.
And remember, Abraham has been anticipating this birth for about 25 years.
A pamätajte na to, že Abraham čakal na narodenie Izáka 25 rokov.
This has been the goal of his life for the last 25 years.
A toto bol cieľ jeho života posledných 25 rokov.
And we're going to see that God is faithful to bring that promise about.
A vidíme, že Boh je verný a mieni naplniť svoj sľub.
But like bookends to God's faithfulness.
Ale rovnako ako sú tie záložky na knižky na policiach, na krajoch.
It's Abraham's unfaithfulness.
Je to Abrahamova nevernosť.
And we'll see that sometimes we do that as well, where God is working in our life, but all around it is we are just so unfaithful.
A možno to vidíme aj v našich životoch, že Boh pracuje v našich životoch, ale my to ako keby otáčame práve tým, že sme neverní.
But God is still faithful.
Ale Boh napriek tomu je stále verný.
So what we're going to do is actually I will have Sylvia read in Slovak Genesis chapter 20, and if you're an English speaker just read along in your Bible.
Čiže ja prečítam teraz v slovenčine Genesis 20. kapitolu a ostatní môžete čítať v angličtine. the whole one. Okay? Odtiaľ sa Abraham vybral do kraja Negev. Zastavil sa medzi Kadešom a Šúrom a dočasne zostal v Geráre. Abraham vtedy o svojej manželke Sáre hovorieval. Toto je moja sestra. Gerárský kráľ Abimelech poslal po Sáru a vzal si ju. V noci počas spánku prišiel Boh Abimelechovi a povedal mu: určite zomrieš, lebo si si vzal ženu, čo má muža. Keďže Abimelech sa k nej ešte nepriblížil, povedal: Pane, zabíjaš aj spravodlivých ľudí? Či si mi on sám nepovedal, toto je moja sestra? Ba aj ona mi povedala, to je môj brat. Urobil som to v bezúhonnosti srdca a s čistými rukami. A Boh mu vo sne povedal: a ja viem, že si to urobil v nevinnosti srdca a preto som ti zabránil zhrešiť proti mne a nedopustil som, aby si sa jej dotkol. Vráť teda manželku jej mužovi, lebo on je prorok. On sa bude za teba prihovárať, aby si žil. Ak ju však nevrátiš, vedz, že určite zomrieš so všetkými, čo patria k tebe. Abimelech včas ráno vstal, zvolal všetkých svojich sluhov a keď im vyrozprával všetko, čo sa stalo, muži sa veľmi naľakali. Abimelech zavolal Abraháma a povedal mu: čo si nám to urobil? Čím som sa proti tebe prehrešil, že si priviedol na mňa a na moje kráľovstvo taký veľký hriech? Urobil si mi niečo, čo si nemal urobiť. A potom sa Abimelech Abraháma spýtal: čo ti to zišlo na takto sa správať? Abraham odvetil: povedal som si, na tomto mieste určite nie je to bázne pred Bohom a pre moju ženu ma zabijú. Napokon, ona mi je naozaj sestrou, je to dcera môjho otca, no nie je dcera mojej matky. Stala sa mojou ženou. A keď ma Boh po odchode z otcovského domu nechal blúdiť, vtedy som jej povedal: preukáž mi túto láskavosť, všade, kam prídeme, povieš, to je môj brat. Na to vzal Abimelech ovce, dobytok, otrokov a slúžky, dal ich Abrahamovi a vrátil mu aj ženu Sáru. Abimelech povedal: pozri, moja zem je pred tebou, bývaj, kdekoľvek sa ti zapáči. Sáre povedal: pozri, tvojmu bratovi som dal 1000 strieborných, to bude odškodné na zastretie očí všetkým, čo sú s tebou. Tým budeš ospravedlnená pred všetkými. Abraham sa modlil k Bohu a Boh uzdravil Abimelecha, jeho ženu i slúžky, takže mohli rodiť. Hospodín totiž zavrel každé materské lono v Abimelechovom dome pre Abrahamovu ženu Sáru.
So we see in this story where this problem with Abimelech and Abram and Sarah.
Čiže vidíme, že v tomto príbehu je problém medzi Abimelechom, Abrahamom a Sárou.
That Abram is struggling with old sins.
A Abraham má znovu problém so svojimi starými hriechmi.
If this story sounds familiar, it is familiar because it happened in Genesis chapter 12.
Ak vám tento príbeh príde podobný, tak skutočne, alebo známy, on je známy, pretože sa už stal v kapitole 12.
Same problem.
To bol rovnaký problém.
Different country, it was in Egypt, but the same problem.
Akurát v inej krajine, pretože to bol Egypt, ale rovnaký problém.
Where Abram was fearful that God was going to protect his family.
Pretože Abraham sa bál, že Boh nebude sa starať o jeho rodinu.
And so he lies or has a sister, his wife, who is a sister, lie, right?
A tak klamal a prinútil svoju ženu a vlastne aj svoju sestru, aby klamala s ním.
And I like that the Bible is honest about its heroes.
A mne sa páči, že Biblia hovorí pravdivo o svojich hrdinoch.
That its saints are usually sinning saints, right?
Že tí svätí v Biblii sú väčšinou hriešní svätí.
And we have them recorded so that according to Paul in 1 Corinthians, we have it recorded as a warning for us.
A my to máme zaznamenané, tak ako je to v 1. Korintianoch 10., že je to akési upozornenie pre nás.
Paul will tell the church in Corinth, we have these examples from the Old Testament, so we don't have to make the same mistakes.
A Paul hovorí, že my máme tieto príklady v starom zákone, aby sme my nemuseli robiť tie isté chyby.
And that God will provide a way out.
A Boh nám ponúkne spôsob, ako sa z toho dostať von.
And part of that way out is studying these old stories so that you know not to do it.
A spôsob, ako sa dostať von, je práve čítať tieto staré príbehy, aby sme neopakovali tie isté chyby.
The interesting thing about the story, so you know, Abram is moved from Hebron and he's moving to this new area and this king checks out Sarah.
A zaujímavé na tomto príbehu je, že Abraham sa hýbe z Hebronu a príde do tejto novej krajiny, kde je kráľ, ktorý má záujem o Sáru.
You realize that Sarah's 90 years old right now?
A uvedomili ste si, že Sara je teraz 90 ročná?
She's a good looking grandma, okay?
Vyzerá ako dobre vyzerajúca stará babička.
She was good looking 25 years before and she's good looking right now, apparently.
Takisto dobre ako vyzerala pred 25 rokmi, pravdepodobne vyzerá aj teraz.
You know, and now it's, you know, 25 years later and she's still getting the guy's attention.
A je to o 25 rokov neskôr, ale stále vzbudzuje pozornosť očí.
And Abram's 100 years old now and he's still just as fearful.
A keď sa pozriete na Abrahama, ten už má 100 rokov a ešte stále má toľko úzkosti a strachu.
And this might just be a good example for us that age doesn't make us better.
A to je asi dobrý príklad toho, kde si uvedomíme, že vek nás nerobí lepšími.
You might think, okay, I just struggle with some sins right now and you know, when I get to be 60, I don't have to deal with that anymore. It's going to be great.
Možno, že si hovoríte, že teraz bojujem s niektorými hriechmi, ale keď budem mať 60, tak už nebudem mať problém s nimi, keď budem starší.
I don't know if it gets any better.
Nie som si istý, alebo neviem, že či to bude niekedy lepšie.
Good friend of mine, Neil Parolo, he's in his 70s.
A dobrý môj priateľ, Neil Parolo, že má asi 70.
And one day we were traveling in China together.
A spolu sme cestovali po Číne.
And he was telling me, you know, Patrick, you know, you have young man temptations.
On mi hovorí, vieš, Patrik, ty máš pokušenia mladého muža.
And I had them too.
A ja som ich kedysi mal tiež.
And I thought I'd get over them.
A myslel som, že už som ich vybojoval.
And some of them I have.
A niektoré z nich ešte stále mám.
But now I have old man temptations.
Ale teraz mám ešte aj pokušenia staršieho muža.
You know, and he says, you still need God's grace as you get older.
Že ešte stále potrebujem Božiu milosť, čím som starší o to viac.
And I don't know about you, but are you like Abram?
Neviem, ako ste vy, ale ste taký, ako bol Abraham?
Were you returning to those old fears and those old problems that you've had in the past?
Že sa znovu a znovu vraciate k starým strachom a starým hriechom, ktoré ste mali v minulosti?
The psalmist gives a good verse about this, a good statement of wisdom about this.
V žalme je zaujímavý verš o tom, ktorý hovorí o múdrosti.
It says, as a dog returns to its vomit.
Ktorý hovorí, že tak ako sa pes vracia svojim zvratkom.
So a fool repeats his folly.
Tak aj blázon opakuje stále svoje bláznost.
Now you notice, I did not put a slide up for that.
Všimnite si, že som nedal žiadny slide na k tomuto veršu.
But do you understand that that's how God views us when we go or are going back to our old sins?
Ale neviem, či si uvedomujete, že tak pravdepodobne Boh vidí vás, keď sa vraciate neustále k starým a opakujúcim sa hriechom.
It's like a dog that throws up and then goes back and eats it. You've seen this. It's gross, right?
A je to ako keď pes sa pozvracia a potom sa k tomu vráti, znovu to zje, a tak aj vy sa vraciate k svojim starým hriechom a znovu ich robíte.
Right, and sometimes we are doing that, right?
A niekedy to robíme však.
And sometimes it feels that way to us, right? It feels gross, right?
A niekedy aj nám to prípada nechutné však.
But sometimes we are doing it so often that we're just used to that.
Ale niekedy to robíme tak často, že si zvykneme na ten pocit.
You know, and I think Abraham's kind of in that position.
A ja si myslím, že práve Abraham je v tejto pozícii.
Because when this pagan king confronts him,
lebo keď tento pohanský král sa s ním začne o tom rozprávať,
Abraham's reasoning is that I do this everywhere I go.
Tak Abraham hovorí, veď ja to robím takto kamkoľvek idem.
This is how she shows her love for me.
Veď toto je ako Sara ukazuje svoju lásku ku mne.
You know, and sometimes our sin can get very comfortable, right?
A niekedy sa naše hriechy stávajú veľmi príjemnými, alebo komfortnými pre nás.
Yeah, where we get used to it.
Proste si na nich zvykneme.
Right, and we see that in this story that God he confronts through a vision this this king Abimelech.
A ako vidíte v tom príbehu, Boh hovorí cez sen, cez víziu s kráľom, s Abimelechom.
And he basically says, let Sarah go or I kill you.
A hovorí mu, vieš čo, nechaj odísť Sáru, lebo ťa zabijem.
Pretty clear instructions, right?
Myslím si, že to sú veľmi jasné inštrukcie.
Right, but you can see that God even has grace for this pagan king.
Ale všimnite si, že Boh má milosť ešte aj pre tohoto pohanského kráľa.
He could have just killed him, right?
Veď ho mohol rovno zabiť.
But he says, you know, do the right thing.
Ale hovorí mu, nie, urob tú správnu vec.
And this guy says, you know, I didn't even know, I've been deceived, right?
A kráľ hovorí, veď ja som ani nevedel, ja som bol podvedený.
And Abraham's really the one who God should be rebuking, right?
A veď Abraham by mal byť práve ten, ktorý by mal byť pokarhaný.
But this pagan king goes and he rebukes Abraham.
A tak ide tento pohanský kráľ a pokarha Abrahama.
He says, what have you done to me? Why are you bringing me who is innocent into this sin, you know, into this sin?
A hovorí, že čo si mi to urobil? Prečo si mňa priviedol do tohoto hriechu, ktorý som nevinný?
You ever had that experience where unbelievers around you are more righteous than you are?
Máte niekedy ten pocit, že neveriaci ľudia okolo vás sú viacej spravodliví ako ste vy?
Isn't that a sad state when the people around us who don't know Jesus are more righteous than us?
Nie je to smutné štádium, keď ľudia okolo nás, ktorí nepoznajú Ježiša, sú viacej spravodliví ako my?
I had a coworker when I was in university and he was a Christian and he was part of, let's say, the youth leadership.
Aha, mal som spolupracovníka, kým som robil na univerzite a on pracoval s mládežníkmi.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Aha. And we were both working in this cafe together.
A obidvaja sme spolupracovali v kafetérii.
So this kaviarne. And then we have a bunch of other guys working with us.
Aha, a ešte ďalší chlapici robili s nami.
And this friend, he started drinking with these guys, going to the pub and stuff.
Aha, a tento môj priateľ začal piť a začal chodiť do krčmy s tými ostatnými.
And I remember coming to work one morning early.
A pamätám si, že raz som prišiel do práce o niečo skôr.
And one of our unbelieving coworkers coming to me.
A jeden z našich neveriacich spolupracovníkov prišiel ku mne.
And saying, man, is, you know, Brian, he's drinking way too much.
A hovorí, že uvedomil si, že Brian pije príliš veľa.
You need to say something to him, you know, you're Christian.
Mal by si mu niečo povedať, lebo vieš, ty si kresťan.
You know, and it happened a few times.
A stalo sa to niekoľkokrát.
You know, and isn't it crazy when unbelievers know what our standards are better than we know them?
A nie je to divné, keď neveriaci vedia, aké by mali byť naše standardy lepšie ako my sami?
And where the Lord may even use an unbeliever to rebuke us.
A vidíte, Boh používa často neveriacich, aby nás pokarhali.
And we see that here that Abe has an excuse for what he's doing.
A vidíme, že Abraham má ospravedlnenie pre to, čo robí.
You know, and he basically says, you know what, I said to myself, there is no fear of God in this place.
A hovorí, povedal si, veď pravdepodobne tam nemajú strach z Boha.
And he was partly right.
A čiastočne mal aj pravdu.
There was no fear of God in Abe's life.
Skutočne ani v in his life.
In his life.
Ani Abraham nemal strach z Boha. Right.
He should have been fearful of God.
On mal mať strach. Mal sa báť svojho Boha.
He had just finished watching God wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah.
Lebo práve predtým videl, ako Boh vymazal zo sveta Sodomu a Gomoru.
You know, he should have been like, yeah, I got to get right with the Lord.
A tak si mal povedať, no, asi najčastejšie byť zarovno, byť práve s Bohom.
But we don't see that here.
Ale nevidíme to tu.
And it's crazy how God works.
A je to zvláštne, ako Boh pracuje.
Because I would think that God would like chew out Abraham.
Alebo ja by som čakal, že Boh požuje Abrahama za to.
But instead, God gives him grace.
Ale namiesto toho Boh mu dáva milosť.
And in fact, he elevates him.
A ešte nie len to, ale ho vyvýši.
He goes from Abraham being this liar.
A hovorí, a Abraham postupuje z toho, že je klamár.
To Abraham the prophet.
Na Abraham postupuje na miesto proroka.
And he, because God calls him a prophet here.
Lebo
in verse 7.
Boh ho tu vo verši 7 nazýva prorokom.
Someone who speaks the words of God.
Niekto, kto hovorí slovo Božie.
And And in fact, Abram has to pray over Abimelech.
A nakoniec vlastne Abraham je ten, ktorý sa modlí za Abimelecha.
And I don't know what was going through Abraham's mind.
A ja neviem, čo vtedy prebiehalo Abrahamovou mysľou.
I gotta figure, he just felt like a total creep, like a total like bad guy.
Ale myslím, že sa cítil ako veľmi špatný chlapík.
Can you imagine, you're the one who's guilty and you're praying for someone else that God would forgive them.
Viete si predstaviť, že vy ste vinní a nakoniec vy ste tí, ktorí sa modlíte za niekoho iného, aby i tým druhým Boh odpustil.
And I just imagine the Holy Spirit was bringing conviction to this to Abraham a little bit.
A verím tomu, že Duch Svätý privádzal Abrahama do porozumenia a do priznania si hriechu.
So we see that Abraham is struggling with some, these old sins.
Čiže vidíme, že Abraham znovu bojuje so svojimi starými hriechmi.
We're going to read some verses in chapter 21.
A prečítame si teraz niektoré verši v kapitole 21.
And we're going to see here that Abraham is also struggling with some old plans of his.
A uvidíte, že Abraham takisto má problém s niektorými plánmi, ktoré mal v minulosti.
And I'll just read it in English, and if you're a Slovak speaker, just read along.
Ja to prečítam v angličtine teraz, a ak ste čítate po slovensky, prečítajte si to potichu.
Sylvia break. And we're going to read from verses 1 to 21.
A budeme čítať od veršu 1 do 21.
It says, now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised, and Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abram in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. And Abram gave the name Isaac, or laughter, to his son Sarah bore him. And when his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abram circumcised him as God commanded him. And Abram was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about it this will laugh with me. And she added, Who would have said to Abram that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and on the day Isaac was weaned, Abram held a great feast. But Sarah said, saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had bore to Abram was mocking. And she said to Abram, get rid of that slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac. And the matter distressed Abram greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, don't be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. And I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is of your offspring. And early the next morning, Abram took food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. And he sent them on her shoulders, and they sent off the boy, and she went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. But when the water and the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes, and then she went off and sat nearby, about a bow's shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And she sat there nearby, and she began to cry or sob. And God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. And then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And so she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy as he grew up, and he lived in the desert and became an archer. And while he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got him a wife from Egypt. Okay. So, finally, after 25 years, God brings about Isaac, this promised son.
Čiže konečne po 25 rokoch Pán požehnal s Izákom.
And this is this is basically God doing the work, right?
Toto je jednoducho povedané, že Boh robí svoju prácu.
They're beyond the age of childbirth.
Lebo on je za tým beyond the age
of giving children, yeah.
Aha, že on je za tým všetkým, kto dáva deti.
The writer of Hebrews says their bodies were as good as dead.
Lebo lebo sa píše, že ich tela boli také staré, ako keby boli mŕtve.
And remember when God made this promise at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 12.
A spomeňte si, že keď Boh dal tento prísľub na začiatku kapitoly.
In Genesis chapter 12,
kapitola 12.
Yeah, God said very clearly, I will make you into a great nation.
Tak povedal, ja z teba urobím veľký národ.
I will make your name great.
A ja vyzdvihnem tvoje meno.
I will do this
meno.
For you. I will do that for you.
Urobím toto a urobím tamto pre teba.
And the emphasis is not that Abraham was going to do anything, but that God was going to do everything.
A ten dôraz je na to, že nie, že Abraham urobí veľa, ale Boh za neho urobí veľa.
And we see from the very beginning that God declared that he wanted to do a special work in Abraham's life.
A od veľmi jasného začiatku vidíme, že Boh bol ten, ktorý deklaroval, že urobí niečo zácne v Abrahamovom živote.
And we see here, finally he does that thing. He brings Isaac.
A vidíme, že konečne došlo k tomu momentu a dáva mu Izáka.
And remember his name means laughter.
A pamätáte, že jeho meno sa volá smiech.
You know, and he's bringing laughter to this community and to this family.
Lebo prináša smiech do rodiny aj do komunity.
And he's finally weaned. He's probably like 2 years, 3 years old.
A keď je Izák približne 2-3 roky starý.
Abraham throws his big party, right?
Tak Abraham urobí veľkú oslavu.
And Ishmael, like a typical older brother, is teasing his little brother, or mocking his little brother.
Ishmael ako typický starší brat si robí srandu zo svojho mladšieho brata, sa mu posmieva.
And we already know that Sarah's kind of a sensitive type, right?
A my už vieme, že Sara je taký ten senzitívny typ.
You know, and she gets all bent out of shape, says, send them away, you know? It's like, throw these kids out to the desert, to the hyenas.
Ona right? sa úplne nahnevá a hovorí, že pošli ich preč, nech idú preč na púšť.
And here we see a problem.
A my to vidíme problém.
And it's a problem not with so much Sarah's request, but Abram's plans.
A to možno nie je problém až s tým, čo vlastne žiadala Sara, ako s tým, aké boli plány Abrahama.
And in verse 11 it says, this matter greatly distressed Abram because it concerned his son.
A vo verši 11 vidíme, Abrahama sa to veľmi dotklo, lebo to bol jeho syn.
And on first glance, we can look at that and say, yeah, of course it disturbed him because it's his son and he loves his son.
A možno na prvý pohľad si povieme, tak to je logické, nie, však to bol jeho syn a on má rád svojho syna.
And that's probably true.
A pravdepodobne je to pravda.
But we see in the words that God declares that there's something else happening there.
Ale podľa tých slov, ktoré neskôr Boh hovorí, vidíme, že ešte ide o niečo viacej.
And God says, don't worry about this.
A Boh hovorí, netráp sa nad chlapcom a služkou.
Because it's through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
Lebo je to cez Izáka, cez ktoré sa bude započítavať tvoje potomstvo.
Why would that matter?
Prečo by to na tom záležalo?
That only matters if you think that Isaac might not be the person that it's going to go through.
Možno by to mohlo záležať na tom iba vtedy, ak by ste si mysleli, že Izák nebude práve tým, cez ktorého pôjde to požehnanie.
Remember in Genesis chapter 17 when we studied that chapter?
Pamätáte v kapitole číslo 17, keď sme študovali tú kapitolu?
When Ishmael was born.
Keď sa narodil Ishmael.
And God said, I'm going to bless you through this other son, Isaac.
A keď Boh vtedy povedal, že ja ťa požehnám cez tvojho druhého syna, cez Izáka.
And Abram's response was very simple.
A Abrahamová odpoveď vtedy bola veľmi jednoduchá.
He said, can't your blessing fall upon Ishmael?
A on hovorí, nemôže tvoje požehnanie byť aj pre Ishmaela?
Can't you do what you were going to do through this guy, not through this other guy who's not here yet?
Nemôžeš to urobiť cez Ishmaela, ktorého už máme tu, ako cez niekoho iného, kto ešte len príde?
And basically Abraham was saying, can't you bless the thing that I did?
A ako keby Abraham hovorí, nemôžeš požehnať to, čo ja som už vlastne požehnal? You know, som urobil?
I'm getting a lot of chaos in my family for sleeping with my mates.
Lebo ja už začínam mať chaos v mojej rodine tým, že som spal so služkou svojej ženy.
Trying to help you out, God.
Tak a tým som ti chcel ako keby pomôcť, Bože.
Can't you bless what I'm doing?
Tak nemôžeš požehnať to, čo teraz robím?
And you know, that's not what God wanted, right?
A myslím si, že to nie je to, čo Boh chcel.
Because God said, I will make you a great nation.
Lebo Boh povedal, ja z teba urobím veľký národ.
I will make you into something.
Ja z teba urobím niečo dôležité.
God didn't need Abraham's help.
Boh nepotreboval Abrahamovú pomoc.
Ishmael was kind of like Abram's plan B.
Ishmael ako keby bol Abrahamov plán B.
It's kind of like that spare tire in your car, just in case.
Ako keby to bola tá náhradná pneumatika, ktorú máte v automobile len pre prípad, že by bol treba použiť.
And God says, you know, I don't need your plan Bs. I don't need your backups.
A Boh hovorí, že ja nepotrebujem tvoj plán B, tvoje záložné veci.
You know, and so Abram sent his son away.
A tak Abraham poslal svojho syna.
And we won't get into it. We see that God did take care of this family.
A my síce o tom nebudeme teraz hovoriť, ale v tých ďalších veršoch je to, že Boh sa skutočne postaral o Ishmaela a jeho rodinu.
And we'll see in a few chapters that Ishmael does become a great nation.
A o niekoľko kapitol veršov neskôr uvidíme, že z Ishmaela sa skutočne stal veľký národ.
It just wasn't the great nation of promise that God had wanted to do through Abram's life.
Akurát to nebol ten veľký národ, ktorý bol prisľúbený Bohom, z ktorého sa stane živé.
If we can skip over two slides.
So not this one, but the next one.
Yeah, good. We won't read this, but in Galatians, Paul talks about this story of Ishmael being sent away.
Nebudeme to čítať, ale v Galatianoch hovorí Paul o tom príbehu, ako bol Ishmael poslaný preč.
In Galatians chapter 4.
Je to v Galatianoch, štvrtá kapitola.
And Paul will use this story as a metaphor for a spiritual reality.
A Paul používa tento príbeh ako metaforu k tu spiritual.
As a spiritual about a spiritual reality.
Aha, o duchovnej realite.
That Hagar, that this maidservant represents the law.
Že vlastne Hagar, táto služka reprezentuje zákon.
A law that we can't keep.
Zákon, ktorý nedokážeme dodržiavať.
And the fruit of that law is Ishmael.
A ovocím toho zákona je Ishmael.
And that's slavery to sin.
A to je otroctvo hriechu.
Because if you can't follow the rules, you're a slave.
Lebo ak nedokážete dodržiavať zákony, tak ste otrokmi.
But the son of promise, or Isaac,
ale tým synom sľúbeným je Izák,
is this metaphor for freedom in Christ.
Ktorý ako keby metaforou Krista a slobody v ňom.
And I was just encouraged because we don't have a lot of time, but read Galatians chapter 3 and 4.
A nemáme na to veľa teraz času, ale chcem vás pozbudiť, aby ste čítali doma Galatianom 3. a 4. kapitolu.
Or read the whole letter.
Alebo kľudne prečítajte aj celý list.
Yeah, read the whole letter. But if you read this whole letter, it's a short letter.
Alebo celú Bibliu, ale zatiaľ stačí tento list, že to krátky list.
But the emphasis of this letter to this church in Galatia.
Ale že ten dôraz, ktorý je kladený v tomto liste ľuďom v Galácii.
Yeah. Is if God has started something in your heart through the Spirit.
Že ak Boh niečo začne v tvojom srdci skrze Ducha Svätého.
Don't try to take over.
Tak sa nesnažte prevziať moc na.
And continue on in the flesh.
A pokračovať v tele.
Keep working forward in the Spirit.
Ale pokračujte pracovať pomocou Ducha Svätého.
Because like Abraham, we like to have our plan Bs.
Lebo rovnako ako Abraham, aj my máme tendenciu mať plán B.
We like to help God out.
My sa snažíme pomáhať Bohu.
Maybe God has said something to you, some calling on your life or some promises in your life.
Možno, že Boh ťa povolal k niečomu, dal ti nejaké sľuby v tvojom živote.
And you want to help God out.
A ty ako keby si chcel pomôcť Bohu, naplniť to.
Just stop.
Tak radšej prestane.
God doesn't need your help.
Že Boh nepotrebuje tvoju pomoc.
He will make you into who he wants you to be.
Lebo Boh z teba urobí to, čo chce z teba mať.
We see that in the Old Testament, we see that in the New Testament with Jesus and his disciples.
A vidíme to v starom zákone, ale vidíme to aj v novom zákone cez Ježiša a jeho nasledovníkov.
Continue in the Spirit.
Že máme pokračovať v Duchu Svätom.
God saved you by grace, continue in the Spirit. God saved you by grace, continue in the Spirit.
A že Boh ťa zachránil cez milosť a tak pokračuje v Duchu Svätom.
We're going to read just a little bit further. We're going to finish this chapter up.
Mm-hmm. Takže ještě trošku dále budeme pokračovat a dokončíme kapitolu.
And I'll have Sylvie read this time.
A teraz já budem čítat zase.
We're going to go from verses 22 to the end, to 34.
Od 21. verša až do konce. V tom čase Abimelech a veliteľ jeho vojska, Píkol, povedali Abrahamovi: Boh je s tebou vo všetkom, čo konáš. Preto mi tu na Boha prisahaj, že neoklameš ani mňa, ani môjho nasledovníka a moje potomstvo, ale ako som sa ja verne zachoval voči tebe, tak sa budeš aj ty správať voči mne a krajine, v ktorej si cudzincom. Abraham povedal: Prisahám. Potom Abraham dohováral Abimelechovi pre studňu, ktorej sa Abimelechovi sluhovia násilne zmocnili. Abimelech odpovedal: Neviem, kto to urobil, veď ani ty si mi to neoznámil. Ani som o tom dosiaľ nepočul. Tedy Abraham vzal ovce i dobytok, dal to Abimelechovi a obaja uzavreli zmluvu. Potom Abraham oddelil zo stáda 7 oviec. Abimelech sa spýtal Abraháma: Čo má znamenať tých 7 oviec, ktoré si oddelil? A on odpovedal: Vezmi si odo mňa týchto 7 oviec na svedectvo, že túto studňu som vykopal ja. Preto sa to miesto nazýva Be'er Sheba, lebo obaja tam prisahali. Takto uzavrali zmluvu v Be'er Shebe. Potom sa Abimelech a veliteľ jeho vojska Píkol pobrali a vrátili sa na území Filištíncov. Abraham zasadil v Be'er Shebe tamarišku a vzýval tam meno Hospodina večného Boha. Abraham dlho býval v krajine Filištíncov.
All right, thank you. So, once again we have this guy Abimelech.
Čiže znovu tu máme chlapika Abimelecha.
All right. And basically he wants to create a treaty.
A chce urobiť zmluvu.
Because he wants to make sure that basically Abraham's going to play fair.
Lebo sa chce uistiť vlastne, že Abraham skutočne bude férový.
Because remember, it's not just Abraham and his family, but Abraham's this wealthy guy with a little private army and a bunch of servants, and they're like a moving city, okay?
Lebo pamätajte, že Abraham nereprezentuje len samého seba, ale aj celý malý národ, ktorý ako keby bol samotným vojskom, ktoré sa pohybuje po krajine.
And they're living in this pagan king's land, and he wants to make sure that they're going to play fair.
A oni žijú vlastne teraz v krajine tohoto pohanského kráľa, a on sa chce uistiť, že budú férovi k nemu.
Because he already knows that Abraham's a liar, right?
Lebo on vie, že Abraham je už klamár.
He's already been dishonest with Abimelech, right?
Lebo raz ho už podviedol Abimelecha.
And Abimelech, you know, this pagan, he realizes that, and he says it in verse 22, that God is with you whatever you do.
A Abimelech si to uvedomuje a hovorí mu vo verši 22, lebo Boh je s tebou vo všetkom, čo konáš.
You're a terrible witness of him, but he blesses you all the time.
Ty si hrozný, alebo hrozný svedok jeho, ale on ťa napriek tomu požehnáva.
You know, and this pagan realizes that God's hand is on this man despite his behavior.
A on si vlastne uvedomí, že Boh požehnáva Abrahama, a to napriek tomu, že ako sa správa.
And so they cut this deal.
A tak urobia túto dohodu.
And they literally do that. That's why they got some animals, because they'll cut them in half and they'll walk through them.
A oni to vyslovene urobia, lebo to ako prerežú zvieratá a prechádzajú cez nich.
That was the old way of signing contracts.
Lebo to bol kedysi spôsob, akým sa podpisoval kontrakt.
Kind of bloody, right?
Trošku krvavé však.
Okay, glad we don't do it that way anymore.
No, že už to nerobíme, chvála Bohu, takýmto spôsobom.
All right, and in that contract, you know, Abram has this dispute about this well of Beersheba.
A v tomto kontrakte Abraham hovorí, že nesúhlasí s tým, čo sa deje s tou studňou v Beersheba.
You know, and they work it out, right?
A prídu teda dohodnú sa na nejakom.
And then he says that he in the last two verses that he planted this tree and he called upon the name of the Lord there.
A potom v posledných veršoch sa hovorí, že zasadil tam strom a vzýval meno Hospodina.
Now when I looked at this passage, one thing that came to my mind immediately.
A že keď som pozeral na tieto verše, tak niečo prišlo, ma napadlo.
Is that not only does Abram struggle with old fears?
Že nielen, že Abraham stále bojuje so svojimi starými strachmi.
And old plans.
A svojimi starými plánmi.
But also old practices.
Ale takisto starými zručnosťami. Praktikami.
Because it says he planted this tree and he worshiped, and it sounds like an innocent verse.
Lebo on sa rozhodol, že tam posadí tento strom, a zdá sa to ako keby to bol taký nevinný verš.
And but if you know from the time that basically that's what all the pagans were doing.
Ale ak by ste poznali to pozadie, tak viete, že to je to, čo všetci tí pohanskí ľudia naokolo robievali.
That was a pagan practice.
Lebo to bola práve pohanský rituál.
There was a tree and you'd have an idol there and you'd worship your god there.
Zasadíš strom a budeš tam mať svoje idoly a budeš ich tam vzývať.
That's why later in the Old Testament the prophets will condemn this.
A preto neskôr v starom zákone to proroci zakazovali a odsudzovali.
And you can see it for yourself at home in Ezekiel chapter 6.
A doma sa na to môžete pozrieť, je to napríklad v Ezechielovi kapitola 6.
Where he's condemning the people for worshiping idols under the trees and on the hills and things like this.
Kde hovorí o tom, že ich zatracuje všetkých tých ľudí, ktorí si stavajú tam tie stromy a vzývajú modly pod nimi.
Because these trees kind of represented some deity or some connection point between God and or the gods and and a man.
Lebo ako keby tie stromy reprezentovali božstva, ako keby nejaké spojenie medzi človekom a Bohom.
And so basically we see that right here Abraham's theology is all messed up.
Čiže ak sa na to pozrieme, tak skutočne Abrahamova teológia viera v Boha je hodne zmiešaná, pokazená.
And this idea came to my mind is can God receive us if our theology is messed up?
A tak na tom premýšľam, že či Boh dokáže aj nás prijať, ak aj my máme naše znalosti.
Someone who prays with the rosary?
Niekto, kto sa napríklad modlí s ružencom.
Can God receive those prayers?
Že môže Pán Boh prijať takéto modlitby?
You know, if we go to confession, does he hear those things through the priest?
Keď sa chodíme napríklad do spovednice, počúva Boh takéto spovede?
And we kind of get the impression that yeah, God can receive us even through our messed up theology.
A ako keby sme tu dostávali odpoveď, že áno, Pán Boh počúva a prijíma naše modlitby, aj keď máme pomýlené praktiky.
Doesn't mean that he approves of it.
Neznamená, že to schvaľuje.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Neznamená, že to je správne.
But he's so much bigger than that.
Ale on je ďaleko väčší ako to.
And we see here that, you know, Abram's this guy who, even though God is faithful.
A vidíme tu, že Abraham is faithful.
Or even though God is faithful.
A vidíme, že aj napriek tomu, že Boh je k nemu verný.
You know, Abraham is faithless.
Tak Abraham je neverný.
His theology is messed up.
Jeho teológia je celá pomýlená.
His witness is trashed.
On je úplný odpad, čo sa týka svedectva.
You know, but the Lord accepts.
Ale Boh ho napriek tomu prijíma.
Because the Lord wanted to work something in him.
Lebo Boh chce pracovať na ňom, chce niečo v ňom zmeniť práve cez milosť.
And we see that he worships the eternal God.
A vidíme, že on vzýva meno najväčšieho a nikdy nekončiaceho Boha.
He worships the God that doesn't change.
A že vzýva meno Boha, ktorý sa nikdy nemení.
Even though he is like the waves, he's always changing. Abram's always changing. God is constant.
A to aj napriek tomu, že je ako vlny, ktoré sa stále menia, lebo Boh je ten, ktorý je nemený.
I want to just end with one New Testament story.
A chcel by som zakončiť príbehom z Nového zákona.
It's in John chapter 4.
Je to v Jánovi kapitola 4.
And I'll just tell it, you don't have to look at it.
A ja to len porozprávam, nemusíte sa na to dívať.
And it's that famous story where Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at a well.
A je to ten známy príbeh, kde Ježiš stretáva Samaritánku pri studni.
You know, and he's waiting at this well and he sent his disciples ahead to get some stuff.
Aha, a on teda poslal všetkých tých nasledovníkov ďalej, nech prinesú nejaké veci a on zostal s ňou pri studni.
And this woman comes and they start to have this conversation.
A žena prichádza k studni a on s ňou má konverzáciu.
And God and Jesus, he's the eternal God that doesn't change.
A Ježiš je ten nekonečný Boh, ktorý sa nemení.
Because we see that this woman is a Samaritan, she's an outsider.
Lebo vidíme, že táto žena je Samaritánka, je vlastne zvonku, je mimo spoločenstva.
She's someone who doesn't belong.
Nepatrí k ním.
She's in fear in the sense that she's a woman, and this is just, you know, in their culture, not in ours, I know.
A ešte k tomu má strach, lebo si uvedomuje, že je ženou, a ešte k tomu v kontexte tej kultúry.
You know, they shouldn't really be talking to each other.
A viete, že v tej kultúre by nemali sa navzájom rozprávať.
She's a this, like, we can call it smotanka sinner.
What is smotanka sinner?
Like here in Slovakia, what is celebrity sinner?
Oh, aha. A že mohli by sme ju nazvať, že je tou smotankou, tou televíznou reláciou, že ako hriešnik odtiaľ.
You know, she's lived this wild life.
Lebo žije takým divokým životom.
And everyone knows it.
A každý o tom vie.
You know, if they had Nový čas there, she would be in the paper.
Takže ak by mali Nový čas, tak by určite bola všade po novinách rozlačená.
You know, she's got five different guys.
Lebo mala 5 rôznych mužov.
You know, her life just all confused and messed up.
A celý jej život je vlastne pomilený a zmetený.
You know, and even as they're talking, we see that her theology is all messed up as well.
A vidíme, že aj keď ona rozpráva, tak zistíme, že jej predstava o Bohu, alebo teológia je celá pomilená.
And Jesus's response to this woman is really simple.
A Ježišova odpoveď alebo reakcia na túto ženu je veľmi jednoduchá.
Says, let me give you some water.
A ona hovorí, že dám mi nejakú, dám ti vodu.
And he says, whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst again.
A hovorí, že komukoľvek dám túto vodu, stane sa v ňom prameňom vody prúdiacej do večného života.
Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
To je to, čo som prečítala. Ale voda, ktorú mu dám, stane sa v ňom prameňom vody prúdiacej do večného života.
You know, Jesus's response is, just come and take what I got for you.
A Ježiš jej hovorí, len príď a zober si to, čo pre teba mám.
Doesn't matter that you're an outsider, that you're inferior, that you're all messed up and you don't understand God.
Že vôbec nevadí, že máš strach, že si outsider, že si celá pomilená, že dôležité, že si prišla.
Just come and receive what I have for you.
Príď a príjmi to, čo ja mám pre teba.
And it will become a spring of living water.
A to sa stane prameňom živcej vody z teba.
That little bit will burst out.
Lebo ten malý kúsok ako keby vytriskol z teba.
And it will touch others.
A to sa dotkne potom ostatných.
And isn't that what God did with Abram?
A nie je toto isté, práve to, čo sa stalo s Abrahamom.
You know, he was totally messed up.
Že on bol úplne pomýlený.
He's our example.
A toto je dobrý príklad.
But God wanted to make something out of Abram.
Ale Boh napriek tomu chcel niečo vytvoriť z Abrahama.
And God took this man who was very imperfect.
A Boh zobral tohoto muža, ktorý bol veľmi nedokonalý.
And worked through him and he created him as our model.
A pracoval v ňom natoľko, že sa z neho stal model.
And we see in basically in the New Testament when talking about Abraham.
A môžeme to vidieť predovšetkým v Novom zákone, keď sa hovorí o Abrahamovi.
We just see that he's declared as this faithful guy.
Že je deklarovaný ako verný chlapík.
You know, this the father of the faith.
Lebo je to otec viery.
We don't see his sins remembered.
Že ako keby neboli jeho hriechy zapamätané.
Because God doesn't remember our sins anymore.
Lebo ako viete, Boh už nepozerá na a nepamätá si naše hriechy.
He throws them away as far as the east is from the west.
Lebo on ich odhadzuje od východu až po západ.
You know, it's been said that we don't judge a man by his faults or his, even some of his excesses.
Alebo niekde je napísané, že nesúdime ľudí podľa ich chýb ani podľa ich úspešných
but you judge them according to the direction of their life.
Ale súdime ich podľa toho, aký smer má ich život.
So maybe you can identify with Abraham.
Takže možno, že sa viete identifikovať s Abrahamom.
You realize you're a sinning saint.
Že si uvedomíte, že aj vy ste hriešný svätý.
You don't have everything worked out.
Že ešte je veľa vecí, ktoré nemáte vyriešené.
But what is the direction of your life?
Ale aký je smer vášho života?
If it's towards him.
Ak je to smerom voči nemu.
He will work those things out of you.
tak on vo vás urobí tieto veci.
And he will put new things in you.
A on vám tam vloží nové veci.
And it will be like a spring of living water.
A bude to ako prúd, prameň novej živej vody.
That brings life to people around you.
Ktorý prinesie život ľuďom okolo vás.
So, take encouragement.
Že to chce veľkú odvahu.
You're not perfect. That's okay. God knows that.
Že vieme, že nie ste perfektní a Boh to tiež vie.
He will perfect you.
Ale on z vás urobí perfektný.
Let's do this. Let us